Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky try to answer a question. Do grocery store wines get better with age? But to find that out, they test a 2016 Francis Ford Coppola Diamond Collection Claret against the 19 vintage of the same wine. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Welcome, everybody, to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy, and tonight, I am joined by Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
Good evening, Rob. It's good to be here.
It is good to be
here. It's good to be here.
It is. Good to be here.
It here.
Is. Here?
It's good to be here.
As opposed to someplace else.
It's good to be here.
Just wait for a little bit later, then you might not say that.
Yeah. Well, we usually don't.
The frustrating evening you've had, it feels like it's going to continue.
That's true, because the Triple B is also on, but that has nothing. No, that actually sounded bad.
That did sound bad.
Or did it? No, it did. It did sound bad. I didn't mean it that way. Or did I?
What way did you mean
it? I would say, Scott. So Scott has been working with his mom on her cell phone. Everyone on the air knows, can imagine how frustrating that situation is. In an equally frustrating evening, Rob helped me hang Christmas wreaths on our kitchen cabinets. We have four more to hang up.
Yeah,
and, I ain't doing it.
And I decided to give them to my mom.
Yes, I won't do it.
What using the scotch, the sticky things to hang
What are those called? Those 3M hooks?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly what I was saying. 3M.
Yeah. Yep, and then ribbon.
What was the issue?
Getting them level, and you're tying knots and getting the knots even, and it's...
I just don't like decorating for Christmas.
He doesn't, and we've been doing it for like 3 days.
We haven't, but...
Yes, we have.
It's been like 15 minutes that it's been spent on that.
So for Rob you, admits how much time he spent on
I hung up
the 3 days
lights.
That Becky was...
You did. I plugged him in,
I did
though.
The mantle. The big tree.
That's right.
The garland.
Whoa. Henry did the big tree.
I did the upstairs tree. Yeah. And we have one more tree coming in the mail.
Becky, and I had Henry carry everything in.
Yeah, you did.
You did the exterior lights with Rob's help.
No.
Plugging them in.
Yes. Yeah. But I know I did some duct tape.
William told me that he was going
That's
to.
Important.
Oh, you need to check it out. So, Bo destroyed our outdoor lights last year. He chewed up the extension cord.
I forgot about that.
So, you should see the job that Rob did. It's actually very impressive. It really is. It's jank as shit, but it's impressive.
It's industrial duct tape, too.
And we
bullshit.
Live in BFE, so it doesn't matter what it looks like close up. No one's going to be... You're the only person that comes in the front
you
door.
You went through the Gorilla... You went for Gorilla duct tape?
Oh, no, it is Gorilla duct tape.
New brand label. Bow duct tape.
1,000 mile an hour duct tape, motherfuckers.
We should be sponsored by them.
Duct tape?
Yeah, well, whatever you used
well,
for
Scott
that.
In a former life used a lot of duct tape. So... Here we are. We
bags,
are
bodies.
Here tonight.
I was just going to finish that by saying we all deserve. We don't deserve this wine, but we do deserve wine among friends tonight.
Oh, okay. I was going
to
say.
None of us have done anything to deserve this wine.
Probably not. Why not have two of it? So on tonight's show, we have a wine that in the past I've recommended because it was, you could drink it. It was wet.
Yep.
That's about all I have for it.
That's not true.
What? No?
One of our first... dinners, not first dinners together,
oh, yeah.
One of our first holidays together. We were married.
Okay.
Right?
Sure.
When we went to that place in Kentucky and stayed.
Oh, yeah.
That was our first married Christmas.
We drank this?
No.
Oh, okay.
We drank the one that has the gold knotting around it.
Oh.
That's
What's
this.
That's this with the gold knots? Like a gold netted thing around it?
Yeah, it has a gold net.
Then that's what we had.
Fuck, that's a shitty dinner.
I remember it very vividly.
Wow.
Because I got a ribeye.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it was very good.
And that's when we had the discussion about the best cut of meat, and you were like, it's not ribeye, it's a strip. And then you had the ribeye, and you're like, okay, this is pretty good. probably some expletives. But you also told me at that dinner, a question I asked was like something like if I was out and I didn't know what to order off the menu wine wise, what would be a safe bet? And you said,
I said Francis Ford Coppola's Coppola Claret.
Can you but believe that?
In my defense, I didn't drink that much then. I drink a lot more now. So
can you believe it?
Full circle.
Here we are. So with the Coppola, just one Coppola won't do. So
I remember it, that conversation so vividly.
You see him trying to change the subject, right?
I know.
Sure do.
Refocus. Because on tonight, what happens to Coppola when you buy it? Or when you... See, what happens when you order it on wine.com and what they have is the 2016 vintage. But in reality, the 2019 vintage is current vintage. What happened to those two vintages in between? Don't know. But nevertheless, what do you do with that? Well, you buy the 19 vintage and you see what happens from the 16 to the 19. Why? I don't know. We just do it anyway. It's like the Centine when we did that.
Do we need a reason to do what we do?
I don't know. But the Centine turned out to be good. But this is Coppola. So, you know, I don't like Coppola. You know, right now they have the Alexander Valley Cabernet for $18.99 on wine.com. But I think it's actually going to be the Sonoma because I think it's the director's, not the director's cut. I think that's what it'll be. But that's okay. This is not the director's cut. This is the Coppola Claret, the Diamond series. Very exciting. There are no diamonds anywhere, but it does have the dumb gold shit on the damn bottle that you can buy. Basically, it looks like a hooker's stockings. It does. That's where the duct tape came in for you. But still, $17.99 a bottle for this stuff. You know, so times that by two. Here we go. And I'll give you a little bit of information before we go to the break on the Coppola Diamond Series. So the Diamond Collection wines, this is straight from their website, I'm not making this up, are made from grapes. No, it's unusual when you...
I have my eyes closed because I'm like bracing myself for what you're going to say.
It's good when you... It's,
in general, that's a good idea.
When you put pauses, yeah, made from grapes, that's good. Grown across California and Oregon. Now, the Diamond Series, they have Pinot, they have all sorts of stuff. They're talking about everything in general, okay?
The Oregon gave me pause.
Well, they make Pinot.
Me too, but still.
And are carefully combined to create wines, sloshed, perfect for all occasions, including those special just because ones? Just because ones? What? Including those special just because ones. What's that mean? Including those special... just because ones. Does that make any sense to you?
No.
It doesn't.
It's not English, right?
Read it again.
Not proper.
No. It's not. And are carefully combined to create wines perfect for all occasions, including those special just because ones.
Those special just because ones. That's not great, but it's okay. They need a better copywriter.
There we go. Well, yeah, it's Coppola. What does he know about writing? So, since its inception...
We also need to do that. The little dialogue that happens in American President. You know what I'm talking about? When Sidney Allen Wade goes to the White House?
Which time?
Well, that's.
Oh, no. Dang it. It's Frank Capra.
Yeah,
dang
it's Capra.
It.
So, we won't
Capra-esque.
Do that.
We Let's won't do it anyways.
That's not... Scott loves that movie, by the way.
It's so good.
Great movie.
What did Steve like that made that brought pause to the room? I forget what it was. It's a terrible movie. Oh, he likes Under the Tuscan Sun.
Oh.
He loves that movie. Just to point that out.
An American President, it's so good. It's all of the same issues still.
I don't care.
Really
we do care.
It really is.
But anyway. Since its inception, Claret has been the crown jewel of the Diamond Collection. Crafted as Bordeaux, it was the first one they made of the fucking diamond. Anyway, crafted as a Bordeaux-style blend, hence the term Claret, this popular wine reflects a diversity of vineyards whose soils contribute to its complexity. Becky loves that kind of writing. So we're going to take a break, folks, because we have to center our minds to drink this shit. And we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault.
Hey everybody, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back.
And we're back, folks.
I'm still upset about Frank Capra.
Well, I'd be upset. That's true. So, Coppola. Now we're going to drink. Which one should we drink first? The 16 or the 19?
16.
The 16?
Yeah.
Well, you
want the aged, you want the young pup before?
Yeah, so that there's some hope.
Oh, that something will be good?
Yeah.
Well, I think the fact is that the sneaky surprise of the 19 will come back and stab you. The Centine, we drank the old one first. Or did we? Did we drink the old one first? What did we drink in the Centine?
Let's drink the old one. Oh, good God, you know how long ago that was?
It was. Let's drink the 19 first. We're going to drink the 19 first, folks, because I just switched shit up. The 19 has no reviews, in case you're wondering.
Why wouldn't we start at the beginning? 16, then 19.
Jesus did not drink this.
I cannot drink the 19 and then the 16.
Oh, so
can't. That's a psycho thing to do.
Well, wouldn't you want to drink the more aged wine second?
No.
The wine that hadn't been bought yet second?
We go in chronological order.
Aged wine.
Before we do the wine, what is that cheese you gave me a bite of?
It's that goat gouda.
It's so good. Did you try it?
I did. It's not my thing, but I can understand why you'd like it.
I thought it was that goat gouda.
Mm-hmm.
It's very good.
You don't like the goat gouda?
It tastes more goat than gouda.
But I love goat cheese, too.
Yeah, same.
I wouldn't have known it was goat gouda.
Yeah. I thought that's what it was. I can tell a little bit just because I like to put a little bit of sprinkling of goat cheese in my salads. Mm-hmm. It has the same texture.
Now, the prosciutto is from Costco. Two big packs, $7.99.
Huh.
And you know the Columbus salami, the big old salami?
Yeah.
$8.99 for three.
Great price.
That's although one of them's the peppered, so it's actually $8.99 for two. Because I ain't eating that peppered shit.
I love the peppered.
Well, then you can eat it.
Merry Christmas.
Yes. And Happy New Year. So the 16, because Becky held her breath.
Everyone listening knows that's what we have to do.
Okay.
Hold our breath.
That was Rob earlier about the wreaths.
That's true. So this wine, the 16, does have a review. And it is from the wine enthusiast.
Oh, they're very enthusiastic.
Okay. Speaking of enthusiastic. Yes, thank you.
Oh, God.
This is Wilford. If I'm going to drink the 16 first, I'm going to read this review. And you know that I'm enthusiastic. I'm very enthusiastic.
If you're anything, you are enthusiastic, Wilford.
Well, yeah. So I'm on a bus. I'm enthusiastic. Maybe a school bus. I'm enthusiastic. I'm not allowed on them, though.
There's a reason.
No, it once stopped, and I was I'll get on there, too. And then they threw me off. Then they arrested me.
Weren't you embarrassed that the kindergartners and second graders kicked your ass?
No, I wasn't. They're scrappy, you know. And then they said, did you pee your pants? And I said, yes. Anyway, so.
Wilford.
What? Super ripe flavors of black cherry juice and blackberry jam give this full-bodied wine richness and depth. It is concentrated and deep, showing dark chocolate and blueberry flavors with light, spicy, oaky accents of vanilla, cedar, and mocha. And they provided a 91 of their points. And they said, buy now. But apparently no one did because the 16 was still available on wine.com. So the wine guy bought it later. So there you go. It was an editor's choice, too. And the editor happened to be, I don't see the name. Oh, Jim Gordon.
Jimbo!
Did you know he knows Batman? It's fantastic.
It's fantastic.
When he's not a police commissioner, he reviews wines.
It's a good job.
It is.
Steady income.
That's right. You know, this other income I have. Never mind. So, the 16 in the glass.
Hmm.
We're
look identical.
I would think so.
Well, I know. I'm just saying, like, sometimes we have one where one's lighter. They're both extremely dark. They both have a slight watery edge. Maybe the 19 a little bit more than the 16.
Mm-hmm.
And my take is the 19 might be a smidge darker as well.
It has an interesting event horizon there. What is that? I mean, it has a... It has... It's translucent at the edge, yes.
Did you call it an event horizon?
Yes, anything that's apocalyptic, it goes along with this wine. I mean, I really don't know about this stuff. It used to be decent. It really did. Not great, but decent. I don't know about that now.
I've had it a couple times. Mm-hmm. It's decent, yeah.
Well, the one thing I'll say about both of them, they have a ruby sheen to them. Purple Death normally is a little more inky and purpley, so that's one small hope I have.
I don't think they're gonna have purple death this wine concentrated this.
Well, I hope not. We'll see. Okay, on the nose, on the 16, of course. Little bits of cedar. Prune.
Yeah. And
it's a nose I'd expect from a claret.
There's some floral in there too at the
For those who don't know, claret is a reference to a Bordeaux style blend. Mostly, and this says on the label Cabernet. It's predominantly Cabernet. I think you're going to find it's probably, they don't put it on the website because they talk about dumb shit. But it's probably in the 70% range with some Merlot then thrown in there. So
the term claret, it's a British reference.
It is.
Oh, this does say our claret bottle is distinguished with gold netting, a tribute to the way Europe's finest wines were once presented. So, wow. You did buy this gold netted wine.
You remembered
when
we
were there.
Your memory is great.
Gold netted like a
And hooker. What I love is that you recommended it as a go-to.
Well,
we were at a super cool bed and breakfast outside of Lexington. Do you remember we went to the UK Louisville basketball game?
I know.
And
I
then
know.
We went to that bed and breakfast. It was very
cool. The rest of the wines were all like 19 crimes. I guess. I don't know what the hell was on the damn label.
I don't remember
it's
either.
Probably cheap. Who knows? Yeah. So I'm going to drink it now. The 16.
What was the, did what? You smell the floral note? In there? In the nose? There
what,
is one.
A what? Is it?
Yeah.
Plastic flowers.
Stop. Yeah.
Ferns. I smell ferns. I do smell ferns, actually. There's a little bit of a greenery, shrubbery.
Hey, Rob. Yeah. You missed my review.
What's that?
The 12.
It sounds like a dog toy squeaking. Well, what is that supposed to be? Is that your Wilford Wong?
Trying to recover from being thrown off the bus.
That was really a bad... That is not my voice.
Well... Doesn't sound like me at all. It just sounds like you. You forgot about me.
Sounds like Donald Duck now. You're not a voice. Stick with the German voices. You're just very
Austrian.
Good. Well, oh, he's Austrian. That's what they all say. Yeah.
Rich yet elegant, the stately 12 Francis Coppola Diamond Collection Claret shows plenty of black fruit flavors and a shading of sweet oak, firm, and layered in the finish. That doesn't sound like a Wilfred Wong review.
No, it doesn't.
Of course, it was a long time ago.
Maybe he had like a, what's it called where you're like a famous person and someone else writes your books for you?
Oh,
ghostwriter?
No.
Yeah, maybe it was a ghostwriter doing the review.
I thought you were going to say maybe he had a stroke.
no. Maybe he's a ghostwriter now writing his reviews.
I didn't have a stroke. What are you talking about?
Okay, I just drank it.
But Billy Squire.
It starts off just fine, and then it lingers into an ashtray of oak.
Not, it does not.
Well, a little bit. It gets a little bit ashy.
It does get ashy.
And then heat.
I am so sensitive to oak, and the oaking is not nearly as terrible as other things.
I can
had.
Drink this. I just to say that.
Sometimes I feel like we have drank so much bad stuff that it's hard for me to be critical. Like sometimes we have stuff that's awful.
It's hard for you to be critical.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that supposed to mean?
when it's a normal tasting wine, I can't be that critical of it.
When your superiors have given you instructions otherwise, you must like the Coppola claret.
No, I'm just saying this is a normal wine.
Is Francis Ford Coppola commie?
And
I knew
you
it.
Have. I feel like that's probably true.
Well, Jesus Christ.
Aren't like tons of people in the film industry?
That's probably why you're supporting it.
If you go back to
he supports right? a propaganda.
McCarthyism scandals.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I was just going to say that we have truly had so much awful wine that has burned our throats, that has made us want to vomit.
Yeah.
That this wine that basically tastes normal, it's hard to be critical. Because, again, you've made us taste so much wine stuff. Ashy is a good description, but it does not taste like an ashtray. We've had way worse things where I felt like puffs of smoke were coming out of my mouth.
The front palate, I actually think good savory fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Dry, very dry. Showing a little bit of cranberry and prune. A touch of cherry, but it's more cranberry and prune, partly because it's got a couple of years on it. This doesn't have two more years. It's not an old wine tasting, but it certainly has seen its life. A little bit of
cherry
leather in the mid palate.
That's a good call out, because I was thinking Dr. Peppery, but it's cherry.
Yeah, no.
It's nice.
That cola-ish flavor with the prune. Actually, that is Dr. Pepper. Prune is the flavor profile.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah.
Like
you know what's interesting about this wine? That mid palate is really wide.
Wide.
It's wide. Is it
deep and wide?
There's a fountain flowing deep and wide. Deep and wide. The mid palate has some decent length to it. We talk about finishes and the length of a finish. This mid palate, it's there for a good little red hot second.
It's not bad.
I enjoy that.
I mean, it's, yeah. It is, well, for me, all savory fruit, more or less. The oaking is not charred oak. It's not extreme oak, but it is prominent in this wine.
Extreme oak.
Partly because the fruit is, well, savory at this point. A year or two ago, it might have been a little more in balance, possibly.
I'm okay with that.
Mm-hmm. See, when you have something from Bordeaux, the fruit doesn't sour like that. It doesn't.
Well, sour is a harsh term. There's nothing sour about this.
Well, I mean, yes, it is. But that's okay.
What's that? No.
The flavor is some. Ask Gorbachev over here. She'll tell you.
What's the other name you called me?
Well, you're... Lashenko. Get out a hot dog salesman. Get out the hot dog cart, basically, is what I'm asking. More of a sausage salesman. I mean, he probably also spelled, yeah. Hot
Could
dog sausage.
Could you drink a bottle of this? Or, like, in my mind, I'm, like, thinking that two glasses of this I would really max out at. But I don't know. What are your all's thoughts?
Well, two glasses of anything you max out on. So I mean,
thank
I don't.
You.
Yeah, just put that.
I'm honestly, I'm enjoying this.
You would.
I found nothing.
It's not objectionable.
No,
nothing wrong either.
What did I see a commercial for today? Woodbridge.
Oh.
Yeah, it was Woodbridge. Oh. They encourage you to basically have like a little buffet of fruits. And then pour your wine on top to make your own sangria at holiday parties.
They have some decent ideas. They've done holiday gift recipe things previously, I think. And
I feel like
wasn't
we've
it
read
Woodbridge?
Those.
Yeah, that they'd like three or four or five different kinds of like mulled wines that they chose.
I don't think that was Woodbridge. You're mistaking that. I think Moscato did, or the Cupcake did that, and some other shit. Woodbridge is just like, no. I mean, Woodbridge's best ideas are you know, before you drink this wine, play on railroad tracks. And that's really what.
Well, there's that.
That's very heavy coming from someone who said you could never go wrong with this wine.
But
that was like in 1492 when Christopher Columbus sailed the ocean blue.
That would have been in 2010.
So you're saying that's 11. When the world was
so
flat?
You got married.
Yes, when you were 55.
We were married and we went, yeah, it was our first married Christmas.
I recall this wine being slightly more chocolatey.
Hmm.
55, but I was sexy.
But maybe, no.
Yeah,
the 19 will be that. Maybe it'll be chocolatey.
Appealing?
No.
Why would you expect it to be chocolatey?
I don't know, because I have some sort of odd memory in my mind that that's the way this used to taste. But this
was I chocolatey when I was 55? I'm just asking for your honest opinion.
You just gave a Lynn Dern look. I love it.
No.
I don't want to talk to you right now. So I'll use Wilford's voice and address you in this voice because I'm more comfortable.
Time out.
What?
What did you tell the boys about Scott?
What?
You told them that he had a belly button ring.
Oh, I did. And I said you had a tramp stamp.
Where did that come from?
I'm trying to remember the context.
I don't know. I just said it. And they said, really? I said, yeah.
I feel like we were doing something in the kitchen and you said, well, Scott has a belly button ring.
Scott's all tatted up like a whore. Yeah, that's what it is. Nipple rings. Yeah, that's what he does.
I forget what the subject was, but I was talking with Henry about something. And
not that.
Telling him, but it's probably my age because I'm always so old. And he's
127.
I'm like, Henry, you know I'm not that. I don't believe anything Dad says. Something along those lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't remember what we would have even been talking about for you to say that. We were all sitting in the kitchen, like, making breakfast or something. And Rob said that, and I was, like, trying so hard to not have a reaction.
That's right. That's what I said.
And Scott having a belly button ring comes up. Which,
I know.
By the way, I don't, folks. Why? I'm not a piercingless person.
You're not.
I'm not against them. It's just I don't pierce my own body.
Why were we talking about that? Like, where would we
have
something
about
been?
Tattoos. I think I said Uncle Phil used to have both of his ears pierced.
Yeah.
He did.
You did say.
But something along those lines. And then I mentioned you had a tramp stamp in your belly button.
I know. And I was like, let's don't talk about tramp stamps. Let's not have
I didn't call it a tramp stamp.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't believe that
you
did.
Oh, no, you did say your lower back. And I said a tramp stamp. And then I was like, oh my God, I don't want our kids to ever know those.
I said, you can see it when he bends over.
Yeah, that did happen.
It says enter only.
Actually, you used the phrase tramp stamp.
I did. I was basically blacking out. After he mentioned the belly button ring, I was just like,
well, she thought of you, and she's talking about tramp, and then, you know.
Cancel culture, note that the unlicensed was simply the target of these vicious mores.
I know, that's right.
Unacceptable.
Right.
Social
discussions. Rob was bullying you.
You weren't there. How can I bully you if you're not there?
Well.
In abstention.
Slut-shaming you.
Do you hear me?
What?
In abstention.
That's true.
It's much worse.
French.
It's much worse what we do to each other on a daily basis.
I was gonna say, it has to be Latin, right?
Via text.
That's true.
The text chirping.
I know. So.
I enjoy this.
I know you do.
So.
You would. I don't hate it. It's fine.
Go back to the finish. Ashy on the oaking?
That was my initial impression.
I don't think there's nothing wrong with the oaking of this. Actually, I kind of think it's skillfully done. I'd like the yoking of this.
I think this is way beyond where they ever thought anyone would drink it. I think they think 18, maybe sometimes a 17, but not a 16 sitting in a warehouse. That's where this was. They forgot this in the corner.
What made you buy this? Or Scott buy it? Who bought it?
I bought it.
You bought the 16? Or did you buy?
I bought the 16.
You bought the 16.
Well, I ordered it thinking, I think it was on sale, actually. I don't think it was. I think it was like 14 or something like that. I don't know what it was.
Okay, but what made you, what drew you to it?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know, a seizure? I'm not sure. I don't know.
Seizure salad.
It could be. But nevertheless, I bought it. I have no idea what brought me to the... Maybe it must have been on sale. That's all I can think of.
You don't have a sticker on it, do you?
This one.
Or did it come off with the netting?
Yeah. Oh. No, it was on a tag, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. I tell you,
I'm not saying this wine is a prostitute. It's just wearing a prostitute's uniform.
Right here.
What's that? I know it is. I had a little tag on top of it, so I don't know where that is now. I'm not sure why I even put it on the tag, because normally I put the tag on the top of things I'm actually saving and collecting.
Well, so you were collecting this?
Apparently, I was collecting
this.
That's
what I'm hearing.
I'm not. I'm just. Yeah, my judgment is all askew, obviously.
Yeah.
So
this is the go-to wine back in. What'd you say?
2011.
I thought he said 1492 when he was referring to.
He did.
That time.
But he made it sound like I'm also old.
That's terrible.
I don't know if that's the route you want to go, my friend.
I don't think it is.
I'll take you all down.
That's right.
Collateral damage, man.
he looks over wistfully with a piece of.
That's erotic. Did that turn you on? You liked that, didn't you?
Didn't mean to turn you on.
Oh my, I can do tricks with my tongue with that prosciutto. It's fantastic. Extrapolate that shit.
You like that salty?
Yes.
Cured meat taste.
I did. Oh, by the way, at Costco, Costco. Yes.
I thought you weren't allowed in there either.
That's a good point. Well, I wore a mask. People looked at me funny, but I was wearing a Darth Vader mask. Wow, I don't know. It was Halloween. Anyway, they have a whole leg of the Himmel.
Ooh.
With a knife and the carving.
Say it in a normal voice, because it's weird.
My voice is normal.
No.
No. The umbilical and ham, they have the hock, the whole leg, with the carving knife and the stand. For sale, they have a big crate of them. $99.
Huh.
I know.
What are you going to do with that?
I don't know.
That's what we said, too. Like,
you're slicing it off.
I mean,
you can leave it in the open air, but.
But, like, in your kitchen?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just weird.
Is it?
Just like, okay, I'm going to work. I'll take a slab of meat.
Lukey the Destructor would be chewing on it like a freak.
It would. Nice. You know, but he's to like roast. A big Christmas party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You just have a Hummel carving station?
Or maybe just four dudes.
Are these four dudes clothed? Or are you talking about our Christmas Saturday?
I was talking about Christmas Saturday, and I hope that they're all clothed.
Well,
you
tend to pass out at these things lately.
Yeah, but
you're generally the first one to go.
Why
down.
Would the clothes be off? I don't understand.
What?
You better wear
clothes, buddy. That's all I got to say.
Now I'm back to using my voice.
And on Sunday, you have to be a productive member of our house.
Nah. When have I ever been that?
It's a good point.
I have a story for potpourri.
Really think highly of this.
Well, good.
Setting this down. I think somebody else thinks fairly highly of it. Judged on the quantity of liquid remaining in the glass.
I'm shocked by how much I've drank. I'm writing down my notes, but then I was like,
I mean, you can drink it.
I mean, we've all drank it.
It's true. I mean, you can drink your own urine, too. It's sterile.
You're gross.
So, folks, we're going to take a break.
Is it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah. Not straight from them.
What about those floaty things in there?
Anyway, we're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back here on the Wine Vault.
Here.
We'll be right back.
And we're back, folks. So Becky, off air, was upset because she forgot there's a second wine we have to drink, the 19.
I wasn't upset. I you just was emotional. Ready to tell my story.
I know. Well, you want to tell a story. Mm-hmm. It will be your theme and glory, to tell the old, old story. So.
Of the coming of our Lord here.
So religious. Jesus.
No, just vocal.
That too. So, good God.
Open the hatch. I was just getting ready to write my review, and I wanted to have say, a taste of it.
Review is tasty, tasty. Yum, yum, yum.
Tasty cakes.
Tasty cakes. Yum, yum. Tasty cakes. Yummy, yummy. And boy.
So the 19.
Yeah, 19.
I did think it was a little darker in the glass than the 16.
It has a different sheen to it, maybe a little bit. The nose, though, more vanilla, blackberry, but in a...
And is that dish soap?
Well, that's the classic Cali jank-ass nose.
Is that dish soap?
Well, that's... A little
soapiness.
Yeah, strangely enough, that's the way a lot of these smell, yeah.
But...
We've had
like the bubbles off of soap.
We've had many of these wines before.
Let's say you have that little vanilla on the nose... At this age, where it sits in the bottle, and sometimes it go bye-bye. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with that. Okay. Not to say that the 16 had a vanilla streak on the nose when it was young.
I don't think it did.
I'm guessing it didn't.
No.
You got the 19 at Kroger?
Crozier. Mm. Here we go.
I'm not looking forward to this.
No, I don't think so. I would talk more about it, but I just, you know.
I know. Once you get the soap.
We've had plenty of things that have a little soapy on the nose, though. That have been palatable.
This is a lot more tannic.
Oh.
It's a lot heavier oaked.
I thought this was going to have a residual sugar bomb because there's a little bit of a wink of it. At the opening, and then it goes away.
Yeah,
it is more tannic. It's a little bit hollow of a wine, but not in a negative sense. I mean, it's not lithy. It's just light and airy.
I will tell you, this just tastes like a mass-produced wine. But it really, really does.
But not a terrible one.
No, yeah. I'm just saying it tastes like something that has a billion case production.
Well, they do. I mean, they both of them have a lot of high case production. But isn't that strange, though? On the tip end, you're tasting a little bit of sweet vanilla, a little bit of sweet berry, and you're like, oh, fuck. And then once you actually consume the wine and let it onto your palate, you do not experience that. It's different in that regard. I've never really experienced that. It's like, I mean, you think you're going to meet your demise, and then you're like, oh.
If you...
This isn't so bad. I can handle this.
Did these blind.
Yeah.
Side by side. No way do I say this is the same wine.
Yeah, oh, no, no, no. I would say this is younger than that, but I wouldn't say that it's the same product.
At all.
No.
The 16, honestly... I didn't really get aged wine from it. It's two years down, 3 years down, whatever.
Older wine, but
what I got was softer, more refined, a bit of class about it. You know, what I don't get out of this.
Scott,
no class.
I know, Scott. I think this is classier.
Ooh, see in the mid palate. You know what I get a little
it's hollow.
Bit of. Is a little bit of residual sugar in that.
I don't.
Just a little bit.
I don't.
A little sweetness. A little.
Do you think there's I don't get residual sugar. I did on the tip end, but then it goes away and it doesn't come across the palate.
In the mid palate?
Nope. Nope. It's actually, in my opinion, it is at least an attempt to emulate a Bordeaux. Not a successful attempt, but an attempt. A science fair high school, but a good high school science fair project attempt.
Well, there's something in that mid palate that I don't like.
To me, the 16 We talked a lot about how it had like a cherry Dr. Pepper.
Mm-hmm.
This one to me is much grapier. Like there's not the savory fruit. There's no prune. It is like a straight grape. It is fuller bodied to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's more tannic, but all of the, I guess the rest of the depth is missing for me.
Well, it is. Yeah. But that's the thing though. I didn't really care for the depth on the 16 as much.
But it's there. Cherry's not my favorite, but I see.
But for just a straight drinker, I prefer the 19.
Mm. Now, I think you would regret that if you had more than a glass. It has a soapy aftertaste.
I don't get that.
Yes.
I didn't get the soapy aftertaste. There's something in the mid-palate that bugs me about it.
Oh.
There's something in the mid-palate that bugs me about it. Like a... Just
a snake? What was that?
I get like a stewed prune.
Stewed, okay.
Like a stewed prune, but it's like concentrated. Like
I don't get savory things. I get underripe blackberry and tannin.
In the mid palate?
Yeah. No, there's no, I mean, there isn't, it basically is the front palate that carries through and then there's tannin added. What I like about the 19 as opposed to the 16, the oak is not as prominent. And I don't really like the way I'm missing the oak 16. In this. That's because it
you
isn't.
You didn't over. Like the,
no, more, it's not really my,
I
don't
think
really
in
care
the
for
19
it.
The oak is crappier oak.
Agree.
But it's lesser of a crappier oak. And there's not good oak in the 16.
Oh, I thought there was.
I thought it was fine. I thought it was. I actually wrote that down. The oaking was fine.
I thought it was.
It's slightly ashy,
oak.
But fine. This is a cheaper oaking.
I think so. I don't know that. I mean, if it sat for a year, then
yeah,
maybe we'd have some. Impetus to evaluate that.
In what world do I drink 3 glasses of wine on a work night?
I don't know. What world do I do?
When you've got the 2016 in your face.
I will tell you.
I like the 19.
We had some Bloody Marys yesterday, and they were really, really, really good.
Where at home? Did you make them at home?
Yeah.
But I was a little bit upset. I bought those olives that have blue cheese in them. I love, 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 love those. And Rob didn't put it in my Bloody Mary, and I was a little bit upset.
See, I was going to say I don't...
Like olives in
them. No. Mm-hmm. But is the blue cheese olive wasted in a Bloody Mary?
I think so.
Oh.
No, I love blue cheese olives.
Well, I wouldn't
olives.
Know because Rob didn't put it in.
Ooh.
An olive with a pimento.
I'll tell you where it would fit into a Bloody Mary. Meal on a skewer Bloody Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Bacon, cheese, some kind of some dried tomato.
We had all the fixing. He could have done like a sausage
cheese.
Ball.
Ooh.
That would be crazy, wouldn't it?
Mm.
While you two talk about that stuff, I'm actually doing work here.
I was
comparing the 19 to the 16. That's fool's folly.
Soap aftertaste of the 19 go across my palate.
I do think there's a smidgen of residual sugar in the mid palate. I do.
The 19 is absolutely bone dry, Scott. There's not any residual sugar. Hmm. You know, okay. Here's what I see. These two wines, I can see that they are similar. They are the same wine. However, the 16 started off as a really great version of what the 19 is. So the 16 probably was really, really good. And the 19 is okay. So what I'm tasting in the 19 is a shadow of what the 16 was 2 years ago. I'm not saying it's going to be one that we'd ever put in the Hall of Fame. But I think that the 16 2 years ago... Was it the 91 from the enthusiast? What's that? But I can see the similarities between these two. The tannins have dropped off on this, but they're here. But this wine started off with a bigger wine overall. this is a lighter, a lesser, you know, a lighter wine. Okay, but they're the same wine though. When you taste them back at back, you just see how this one has evolved from what this is. But this started off as a bigger wine.
The 16.
16, yeah. So and now the 19 in, you know, 3 years, 4 years, it's not going to be this. It's going to be in a dumpster because it won't last. But that's what I see. And I'm right. But I do think the 19 is okay.
You're crazy.
I don't.
It's an okay wine.
You're crazy. I'll give you okay, but there's something.
But this is all we're going to. Okay is the standard for these wines.
I'll tell you what bugs me about this.
You're the
wine.
One that recommended them. You're the one that bought them.
I go.
Well, this isn't bad.
A smidge of residual sugar. I'll tell you what
it is. There's no residual sugar.
I'll tell you what it is.
It's drier than shit. What?
It's akin to a Paso cab that kind of sort of headed towards, and I get savory all to get out in the mid palate, but it's like a sweet, it's like I said, a stewed prune, a stewed plum, like a stewed savory vegetable where that sweetness comes out a little bit.
I'm sure that this bleeds Paso. I mean, that would make sense because they have a Paso cab, but they also have another cab too. I don't know what the hell that is.
How many wines do they make? A million?
50 bajillion.
And then again, how many do they have access to for sourcing too, you know?
Well, this stuff is, that's what this stuff is.
Right. The 16, this is something I would, maybe wouldn't buy it every day, but I could drink this every day. It's easy.
I like the 19. Okay. I like it.
Boop, boop, boop.
It's somewhat
you
simplistic.
Me off like four times.
But it really, that's the other part about
it's
it.
It's dry, it's tannic, and I like that. Oof. I would do a glass pour of this.
Mm.
That's all. I mean, yeah, but that's way better than I thought it would be.
I'll give you that.
They haven't changed. I mean, they're still trying to do a real wine. This is a lot better than the cinema.
God, that was bad.
That was bad.
It was spent, though. That was almost not fair.
This is okay.
Yeah.
This is really okay. Both of them are. The 16 I appreciate. I mean, I can see what it was a few years ago, but it also helped me drinking the 19 see what the 16
What's the price
was.
Point of this?
$17.99. Too much.
Yeah,
that's too much. 13,
but like this 12. 16. You, when I drink this 16, and I think if I'd paid $17 back in the day for that, and it became this, I'd be happy. But how many bottles of wine are you going to hold back 3 years that you paid $17?
So, bro, what do you collect? Well, I collect the diamond series,
dude, bro.
I have it on a rack in my kitchen. Really? Yes, it's a bamboo rack. It's little sticks and pokey thing. I just put it together myself. I don't even have to use glue. Really? Oh, wow. I have it right next to my stove.
You remember, dude, when I was doing that Pinterest all that time? I did that push pin thing for wine. Yeah, I just store the claret on top of a push pin in my wine rack.
It's my fancy wine. I have it right next to my toaster.
Okay, so it's a tennis shoe box, but, you know, dude.
Actually, I took a piece of wood and I put it on top of the wine rack and I put my toaster on top of the wine rack. You
can
see, I'm maximizing space, yes.
And then the smoke alarms went off.
You liked the 19 better, but you were on your second glass of the 16 and you are not all the way through your 19.
Fine.
Smoke detectors set off
smooth
by toasters in wine storage units.
First of all, I've had the 16 longer in front of me. But
judgment.
Oh, you butthole. Rack up another middle finger.
You didn't say it right.
What?
It's not you butthole. You're supposed to say, up the butt, man.
Can I tell my...
That's your phrase.
Can up I tell my butt. Story?
Yeah, that's you, it.
That's what he said to me about the wreaths.
She said, what should I do with this? I'm going to stick it up your ass.
So, yesterday, I'm not for sure when this episode will air, but yesterday was the Ohio State-Michigan game.
Ooh. And we'll get to that as soon as we come back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So on tonight's potpourri, first, I want to talk about what I bought tonight. I went to Costco.
Not tonight.
No. But.
The other day.
Really impressing listeners.
Ribeye cap steak.
I went to Costco.
Oh, yeah, those were.
Ribeye really cap steak. Prime.
Wait. Explain to listeners what cap steak is.
So you know the little top part of the ribeye? That is the juiciest, meatiest, tenderest part of the ribeye.
It was delightful.
So that's, it's just that. And what they do is they put it in like a little spiral steak, and then they put tie it up with twine, what spiral or whatever.
So technically it's like a little island of meat inside this piece of fat that's along the rib roast.
Top cap. The top cap. Yeah.
The cap.
And Hank raves about it.
And they take that whole thing as a slice along the whole roast.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe they tap it a couple times to thin it out, possibly. And then they wrap it and roll it.
Yeah, this just rolled. And so we did two of those on Friday night on the grill. And I bought some of that tubular charcoal. That's really hard to get hot. Let's just say that. But once it does, it really works. So get one of those and then put your regular charcoal on top of it. It'll be really good. But so that stuff is the ribeye cap steak is just, it's really good. With that, we did a Louis Martini Napa cap of 14, which was good. But
what's that retail for? 20?
30 okay. Something. But I bought it for 20.
This was a crash and dent. Like the, I don't know. Rob goes up.
Doesn't matter how it happens. Before that though, we had a 13 Mondavi Napa.
On Thanksgiving. We haven't done enough Mondavi. Good job.
Okay.
Yes, they do. Name the Mondavi we've had that we didn't like.
Fumé Blanc.
No, we loved it. Asshole.
Woodbridge.
I'm saying the Mondavi Coastal. Label.
Oh, whatever. But that's not the point of the story. So then on Saturday morning, we had steak and eggs. And what I did was I had one leftover ribeye cap steak, but I opened it up. I cut the string, and I just laid it out flat and did it in the cast iron.
Yes.
With eggs. And so Becky was then complaining tonight. I did sirloin steak.
First, Rob was like, how do you want the eggs? How would you have chosen your eggs for steak and eggs?
See, if I'm making eggs at home, 9 times out of 10 I'm doing a scramble.
Okay.
Just because with meat products, that's what I want.
I debated that. I love scrambled eggs. I honestly love eggs anyway. We went with over easy.
Which is fine.
It was really good to like dip the steak in.
Yes. But on that steak, I'm not putting yolk on that steak. You know what I mean?
So good though.
It is, but that cap steak, you just want that cap steak.
Nah, yolk on it's pretty good.
Yolk is always good.
So good.
Yeah, it's pretty good. With Bloody Marys. It's pretty good.
And he put some pepper on it, and it, like the pepper and the egg and
it accentuates. The thing about the cap steak, you put a pinch of pepper, you taste the pepper. I also bought prime sirloins from them, and Becky was complaining, this isn't very good. It doesn't taste
That's
like
not
it.
What happened.
It was tender as hell for sirloin, but she's like, it's fucking sirloin.
You fed her cap steak for 3 days.
Yes, I know.
And I thought it was another cap steak.
It doesn't look like cap steak.
And so when I wasn't really like paying any attention, and I went to eat, and I was like, oh, I liked this better when you made it yesterday.
Listen, buddy, raise the expectation, then.
Yeah, right.
Well, all she's been eating last weekend, it was only filet, and then it was cap steak.
Listen, man. You needed to raise your
we
game
should have
with
had
that
the
sirloin.
Sirloin first.
Oh, he should just he should have just treated the sirloin special to raise his game. But no, the TV didn't work.
Oh,
the good guys lost.
Can I tell that story now?
Oh, you can tell the story. Whether or not everybody ever sees you again after it is another story.
Rob truly had his worst day ever yesterday.
I had a bad day.
Like, minus the game, which sucked. Louisville's game sucked, too. So, like, totally get it.
Penn State. I'm my cousin's house. Penn State fans. Oh. Sucked.
Yeah.
Alabama, who we all hate.
They didn't deserve to win that game. Hell no. I was so pissed.
Hell no.
Well, at least we're not Oklahoma fans because they're having a really bad day.
Yeah.
Yeah, well.
But Lincoln Riley's a douchebag, by the way.
Wait a minute. Or is he smart? I'm going to go to the SEC with Oklahoma. Nah, I'm going out west in the sunshine.
He's a pansy.
I'll compete against the Pac-12.
Yeah, that's excellent. So yesterday, Rob woke up with a stiff neck. Rob sick is one of the worst things ever. So every time he moved, he was like this. All day.
Becky is a sympathetic person is the worst thing ever. Because it ain't happening.
So, like, he would go to pick up Maggie, and he would be like, ha, ha, ha. And then Maggie would start crying because...
She wouldn't cry. She'd flinch, but...
She did. She was like, what's happening? So...
Well, it's like if you have a pinched nerve. If you move a certain way, you get... Oh, shut up. It wasn't a stiff neck. So if you move your neck
Scott,
the wrong way...
You're just in denial that your daughter's judging you. As an infant.
When we started talking about this earlier, didn't he agree it was a stiff neck?
I will throw this battery at somebody. I have a battery.
He tried to make a joke out of it, saying he woke up with a stiffy. Becky rolled her eyes, and he's like, well, no, my neck hurt.
So.
Don't talk about me.
I got so mad at Rob, and I was like, if you are truly in pain, then you need to take a muscle relaxer.
I did.
You need to take an ibuprofen. No, you didn't want to take a muscle relaxer at first because you wanted to drink, which is fine.
It's not fine.
So he was going to take an ibuprofen.
I'll take exception to that.
And then I was like, that you need to put a heating pad on your neck. I can't stand you whimpering around the house all day long.
I did all those things. I drank.
Helped you do that. I was the one that made you get. You were like, fine, just give me the heating pad. Fine.
No, wait a minute. Wait. You helped me take the muscle relaxer.
You hadn't done anything until I told you to. So then.
Well, they're old, expired ones.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't
like
do anything. I'll be instructed.
They're like 10 year old muscle relaxers.
Yeah.
Oh, so then. Yeah. So they're. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Muscle
so
relaxers
then,
expire.
Do they?
So then. Our TV stops working. Our satellite stops working. And we're like 10 minutes out from the OSU game starting. Uh-oh. Maybe 5 minutes.
Michigan. Big deal around our parts.
Yeah.
Rest around the country. Eh.
Rob was, and I feel like our house knew that Ohio State was going to lose. Like the mood in the house, don't you think that? The mood of the house was that Ohio State was going to lose.
Anybody that watched the game knew that. Jesus.
No, before any of that happened, it was just like ominous.
It was a bad stench in the air.
Yeah, I feel like there was. So anyways, I tried my best. I put Maggie in a super cute outfit, which I'll show you.
You did try your best. You tried your best to be this or that.
I like changed Maggie's clothes at halftime. I left all the house. Rob went to the basement. Like I did all of the things that I do to try to change the momentum.
I changed outfit too mid-game.
Did you?
Shit didn't work.
Did you put a Penn State outfit on?
No.
So then, when the satellite stopped working, Rob found some way that he could watch like a free 60-minute preview or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, I need to go.
Did you put the kids to bed? They shouldn't see that shit.
Seriously. I did lay Maggie down. I had to go pick up William. He was at my sister's, and I needed to go get something at Kroger. I forget. Anyways, I had to go get something at Kroger. So I'm making, I had to get our click list and then pick up whatever. So I go to Kroger. I was inside for 15 minutes. Shut up. I go and get our click list. I go get William. Rob sends me some texts.
One text.
No, there were four.
Would you please, because you tend to just meander.
No.
Yes.
And what did you tell Scott off air? That you get so pissed at technology that you can't fix it. He said, please get home quickly. Maggie is awake and I can't lift her.
I couldn't.
I can't get the TV to work. Now see, three different text messages.
Yeah.
So, thank you very much. Okay. So, I come home. I start working on the satellite. I get William. I come home. We have all these groceries. We have all this shit happening.
See, this is the actual really good part.
So I go to fix the I go look at the satellite receiver thing, which is a pain in the butt.
It is.
And I like they do this stupid text where you're like texting with a bot, you know, whatever like that.
It's a beautiful thing.
So I'm doing that. And one of the things, it's like, do you have, what's the number of the error message? But there's no error message. It's just black. So I'm like, oh, this is even more annoying. So the next thing says, make sure the smart card is inserted properly
SIM
in
card.
The SIM card.
Yeah.
Guess what?
Wasn't. That was it.
There what? Was no, shh. There was no SIM card in the thing. There was something else.
It was a playing card. And Becky goes, where's the SIM card? And I look down. Oh, here it is on the floor. And Lukey goes, oh, yeah, I did that.
Yeah, he
that
did.
That son of a bitch, right during the pregame, takes the damn, goes in there, takes the SIM card out of the damn receiver.
And it's like in a cabinet.
Yeah, in a cabinet. Throws it on the floor, then finds another card, a playing card, and sticks it in there. And then the damn thing goes out right at that time. And all this thing
and
is
look,
because...
And Lukey's like, sorry, guys.
Sorry, guys. I did that. It's like, you dumb son of a... I mean, really? Jesus Christ, boy.
How old is young Luke?
3. And you're like, holy hell. And Henry's like, are you serious? Because it pissed off Henry, too. Luke, what did you do? And it's just like...
And it
why
wasn't
would you...
It's kind of brilliant.
It wasn't the right size, so I was like, give me some tweezers. I'll be able to get it out. Rob is almost in tears.
I was like, what?
Like, he really is almost in tears. But I couldn't get it out with tweezers, so we had to use this, like, nail file thing, and then I got it out.
Wait, you couldn't get the playing card out?
No,
this?
It was, like, wedged in sideways.
It wasn't like a standard playing card. I didn't even know what it was.
It was something really weird. I don't even know. I honestly don't even know what it was.
I don't
was.
Know where you came
from. And then I was super worried that he had messed up the receiver by putting something in there that didn't belong, you know? Yeah. Like he had scratched it or whatever, but we got it all sorted out. We got the game on. The game was terrible, but at least we
I'm sure
got it to
a
work.
It was a waxed playing card, so
it was like a. I don't think it was a playing
there.
Card. I think it was like a tag that comes off of like a stuffed animal, like
something
like
that. Yeah,
it was really weird. It was rainbow.
Oh no, he cut off the tag from a mattress. He's gonna do federal time.
Seriously, it was that is
that's
possible.
Me. Freaking his. Hysterical.
I know.
I did not.
It Jeez. Almost did, Robin.
I was like, are you kidding me? What did you do? Why would you do that?
How's your neck?
Today it feels better. But there's been a lot of therapeutic treatments.
Look at this cute picture, Maggie.
Yeah, she's adorable.
Her shirt said OH and the butt said IO.
Oh, my Lord.
It was Williams. Or it was Henry's. It was Henry's when he was little.
Well, last night, Becky did a the 7-layer dip.
Oh, yeah.
And shrimp cocktail. And to accompany that, I went and got El Inamigio Chardonnay out. And Becky, who said, this isn't very good, drank like 17 glasses of it.
Okay.
You drank like 50 glasses. 175 glasses. And she said... That you and I were bought and paid for, that we gave that 93.
Oh, she did. But that was in the era where the second episode was better and there was a conspiracy about that.
Always is. So, folks, we're going to take a break. And then be right back here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So Becky was trying to have a She was doing quite a good job. Scott's being a bit of a twat.
I don't like it.
Scott's being a bit of a twat. But
don't
still,
like
that's
her.
All right. He's
I don't like
passing
her.
Judgment on Henry's girlfriend. But
that's
still,
right. I don't
he's
like
a,
talking about it.
It's ridiculous. But still, nevertheless,
I'm sorry.
The 2016 Francis Ford Coppola.
Okay.
16 or 19.
The 16. Let's Diamond.
Start, let's start with the 19.
No, the 16. Diamond Collecciones. Claret.
You see where this is headed, right?
Yep.
Let's veto. Let's start with the 16 scores.
19.
He's going to give it
no,
to
16.
You first.
I said 16
no,
scores.
We need to start with the 16.
Okay, yeah, 16. Did I say 19?
I don't know what you did.
I said 16.
Okay.
Dummies.
Okay.
Dumb.
You're the one that has refilled my glass.
I'm a pusher man now. Huh?
Also, when I was doing Christmas cards today, Rob was like, Becky, do you want a screwdriver? I don't even know the last time I've had a screwdriver.
But you said, I buy vodka and I buy ice cream so we can make a screwdriver. So I thought you wanted a screwdriver.
You said that. You told me to do that.
No, you bought orange juice. I didn't.
Screwdrivers would never be my drink
I don't
choice.
Drink a screwdriver.
I don't either. You told me to buy
You said that. And I said, no. Well, I guess we have sparkling if you want to make a mimosa. I didn't say. You said. I got to get ice cream so I can drink a screwdriver. I'm not going to drink that.
That's what you said. It's not what happened.
But anyhow, Robert
I'm working
made
on
you
Christmas
one?
Cards.
Yeah.
Rob made me a screwdriver. This is at like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
You're trying to concentrate.
It was so
it's 1:45.
Strong. Rob goes, I just put a splash of vodka in it. It was like
heaven forbid an alcoholic drink taste of alcohol.
It was extremely
yeah,
strong.
But you have a lot of Kentucky 15-year-old drinking in your mind. So you need to dial that back. You're not
no,
15 anymore
no.
drinking.
So he had made it in like a little glass, Scott.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It was very strong. So he
it's not the Bartle and James back from your youth.
I don't even know what that is.
Bartle and James?
So he took a drink and he goes, I swear I just put a splash in this. And then he put it in a big glass with a lot more orange juice.
It's not
it was
the,
very strong.
Did he start rubbing your back in that
no,
special way?
Nobody's going to drink that. You see, I told her to buy a bottle of Tito's, but I'm still finishing up the last bottle of Sterling vodka.
Where did that come from?
I think it was gifted to me. I don't buy that.
I think it was gifted. I'd never heard of it before.
So now we have Tito's. We don't use vodka very often, but we do have Tito's, and that's the vodka you use. So
I think that we should throw away the vodka that was in our fridge.
You know what? You take the Sterling and you make a vodka sauce.
Oh, we could do that. We've had it for a very long time.
Yeah, well, with a name like Sterling, it's meant to be kept for
yes,
a long time.
Right, right. Silver.
So, all right. I'm ready to review the 16.
16. Rebecca.
Rebecca.
I've never done that before.
No.
I'm going to do it every time now.
I think it has, like I said, Dr. Pepper. The oaking was fine.
Easy.
Dr. Pepper.
See, this. We knew where this was headed.
That's yeah. not normally something I would.
I don't normally mock your wine reviews.
Yes, you do.
While you're doing them.
Yes, you do.
No. I thought it was.
I have audio proof of that.
Slightly tannic.
Slightly tannic.
It is a touch ashy, so I knocked it down a point. But I do like it. I've drank a glass and a half. I plan on finishing this glass. Give it an 88.
I agree. I like that score.
Oh, Canada. That's ridiculous. Okay, go ahead, Scott. It's a really high score.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not a
high score for a glass that we have all drank two of.
I like the 16 a lot.
Yep.
I think this is more indicative of what Coppola intends this wine to be than the 19.
Coppola yeah, doesn't intend shit.
I think that's exactly right. You need to dial
no,
it down.
I'm
yeah,
dialing
about
20%.
It up. About 20%,
yeah.
Right? Maybe 25?
Right now, you're trying to take my mantle. You're going to give it a James Suckling score, aren't you?
No.
And then
I
Rob,
should have given it an 89.
I'm
the wine guy's going to give
it
an ag-
You know, you have the jurisdictional discretion to go 89. I'm going 89 with this. Really enjoy it.
What is wrong with you?
An 89?
Yes.
A 99?
Yes.
We have all drank two glasses is up.
It, are you playing another prank on me like you did that secret word thing? Is that what this
that
is?
That was fun.
That was the best episode.
We can bring that back out.
I'd rather. I mean,
that
Jesus.
Was so funny.
My God, man. I have some other old ass wine.
If we had done that a second week in a row, Scott, he would have quit doing the show. I'm not kidding. That's how upset he was.
Oh.
What is wrong with you?
I don't dislike this, but an 89.
You've drank two glasses.
We could have done glass instead of wine that night. What did that buzzer sound like? I don't remember.
I don't see an 89.
Oh, it sounded like that.
There's no 89 here. It's just not an 89. I'm going to give this wine stop. Or I will take a shit on your head.
Stop. What are you going to give this wine? I'm ready to hear. Mute your mic.
You can buzz that buzzer all you want, dickhead. You don't have any mic anymore. I'm going to give this wine.
That's a wine vault first, getting muted.
86 of my points.
What?
Perestroika.
I don't dislike it, but
Apparently not.
It's nothing exceptional. This complexity that they're ranting about, it doesn't exist in this glass. Maybe they still have some sort of sloppy seconds from something else they've been drinking. But, I mean, it's fine. It has good savory fruit. I think that it shows a little bit of its age. That's not the wine's fault, mind you. But I think the top of the mark is an 86, and I think it's a fine score for this wine. I mean, what do you expect from this thing? You know, I will say this. 2 years ago, you might have had an 88, 89. It might have been there. I think the power would have been there. I think there would have been a bigger, fuller wine there. But not today. It's an 86, and that's being kind. And I would say 84 to 86.
You're not kind.
You don't have
a
mic.
That's a stupid score.
No, it's not. Stupid. Il est stupid.
So now on to the 19.
Perestroika, perestroika. Rob is under the influence.
I am going to try my necklace. Sore.
I'm going to spend some time.
I turned your mic back on so you sound like a dumbass.
No, that's how you sounded. I am going to try to spend some time finding that bed and breakfast we stayed at in Kentucky because it was lovely.
It was.
I don't remember what city it was in, though.
Someplace out of Bardstown.
Not that one. This is the one that's outside of the back of Lexington.
I don't know. But the 89...
Merging them.
Isn't that the 19.
But that's Bardstown-ish, I think, out of the back of Lexington.
We stayed in one in Bardstown on a different trip, and they had like this really lovely breakfast. That's the one you're thinking of, isn't it?
It's tough because it might not even be open anymore. It's hard.
Yeah. This is an old one. It was on a horse farm. They had like their own bar situation. It was cool.
Right on. Lexington has a decent food scene too.
Yeah. I feel like it's decent. Smaller, but very cool. They have some cool stuff, which is nice of me to say about about a city I don't like.
Well, it's more, is it really the city or is it the basketball team?
Basketball team. The school.
Yeah. It's tough.
Okay.
They have a good swim team program, though.
They have a gymnastics program.
Yes, they do. I like the swimmers. That's some swimmers from the school that my kids went to, and they're good swimmers.
So the 2019 is more tannic.
It is.
It is bigger bodied, crappier oaking. It has a soapy aftertaste.
Soapy.
It tastes like it is mass produced. I could have taken one sip of that and told you, like I said before.
You must downgrade the 19.
Was there billion case production?
Was there soap on the nose too?
Yep, sure was. And I give it an 86. And that is me being kind.
That's good kind. For you. That is very kind.
Scott.
I did not enjoy this wine. And although Rebecca didn't find it, and Robert is vehement that it's not there, I think there is. is a little bit of residual sugar in the mid palate.
I think you got a little residual sugar in your ass. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know why you degrade us when we don't agree with you.
Because you're dumb.
Whenever Scott and I don't agree with you, do you see us carrying on throwing temper tantrums?
You know, William, yesterday, he was sitting there at your mic and he goes, "Welcome to the wine vault." And he goes, "Is that how you say it?" I went, "That's spooky that you know that, but yes, that is how it is. How does it sound on the mic?" I went, "William, it's not turned on." But he goes, "Welcome to the..." So he can
William's
replace
the
you.
Next generation of the wine vault.
He actually is, isn't he?
I don't say that. Actually, you say that, so actually he could replace you.
He might be pretty good. Though I don't want to hear him say the things that come out of my mouth, so let's just go ahead.
Well, you need to work on that then.
I don't think so. What, to teach him those things? He does not need to know what helicopter deck is, so go ahead.
Jesus. And
go ahead.
Go ahead.
6 was awful generous.
It was generous.
But I'm at the same place. I just, it is. It's not something I would drink again. I don't recommend it.
I agree.
I really don't care for it. There's just something in that mid palate. Rob says it's not residual sugar.
I should have given it an 84 to 86.
Wow.
Thing that I just don't care for. And side by side, I don't even know that it's the same wine.
Yep, agree.
I just don't. I really like the drinkability in the 16. I think Rob has a valid point. Perhaps the 19 would become something different, but I don't think it was ever as good as the 16 was.
No. I said the 19. Okay, the 16 when it was the same age as the 19. When the 16 was younger, it was a version of the 19. You can taste the similarities that exist there. You can see the similarities between the two wines. But I think the younger version of the 16 was superior to the 19. And the 19, in a few years, will not be what the 16 is today. It just ain't going to be that. This is a lesser wine than this.
This
doesn't mean I don't like this today.
Nobody knows what you're talking about.
He said the 19 is a lesser version than the 16.
Yeah, especially when you consider that the 1
the
is 3 years older.
Is a lesser version than the 16?
Yeah.
When you consider
the fact 1's 3 years older, yeah.
Let's give him his platform.
16 is better.
He's.
I haven't given my review. Scott, what's your number? It's not that hard.
86 is what.
Oh, you gave 86.
I could have given him 85, but we're being kind.
And
we're kind.
My score, because I'm fair and balanced, for the 19, is an 85.
So what did you give the 16?
He didn't.
An 86.
What?
It's 1 point lower.
Huh?
I do. I actually appreciate both of them. I don't think either one were bad.
After you carried on so much.
Yeah, it's called a long con. These are both so much better than I thought they would be. I can drink the 19, and I would do a glass pour, Scott. I would.
Yeah.
Assuming what else is there.
I thought you meant 16.
I think... Going back to the original intro story of you're not going to be disappointed, I feel like there are going to be better things on the menu.
True.
However, if you're looking at stuff and you have no idea what anything else is, this is going to be fine.
It gets you on first base.
But I'll tell you what, if you're not going to see this 2016.
No, you're not. And it's not
just
very good.
Showed up and we got it, but I could drink this.
I know you could, but
and sometimes
I wouldn't seek it out.
Just being super, super transparent about things. Like sometimes you go and you don't know how to say anything on the wine menu.
No.
You know, like, and you're like, I've never heard of any of these things. And there might be a better choice, but this would be fine.
It's not going to be
a home run.
But the 19 isn't a sellout.
Yeah.
They're still following the same, whatever you want to call it, what do you call it, the roadmap, the menu, whatever it is. That they did with the 16. So they're not putting Purple Death in it. They're not fucking it up.
Right.
I think the grape stock on this is inferior to the 16 because this is not going to last that long.
Like,
there's the point.
I feel like it just is. I mean, not to go off on this huge tangent, but you know, you might buy a shirt from one manufacturer
in
2016. You buy what you think is the same shirt again in 2019, mm-hmm. but it gets a hole in the arm. You know what I'm talking about? It's you're like, it's maybe a little bit cheaper quality. It's a little bit thinner, not quite as soft, blah, blah, blah. That's kind of how this is.
I think there's a lot of that that goes on in the wine industry.
Yeah.
I think that's more, though, for the vintage than it is necessarily the overall product. And I don't like Coppola. I hate
you
them.
You don't. But in Rob's defense, this is not his favorite maker.
No, it's my least favorite maker, possibly.
Least? Well,
Mayomi.
Mayomi.
No.
But they didn't Mayomi it.
No.
And so there's...
It does taste more mass-produced.
Well, I mean, like I said, I don't think that they had quite as good of grapes that year.
Yeah.
Try the 18, try the 17, see how they actually progress. Maybe I'm wrong, maybe I'm right.
This is going to become a series, isn't it?
Oh, well, we'll try the 20 eventually. Yeah, that's what you've both locked into.
Calm down.
But overall, neither one of them are train wrecks.
That's fair.
Fact.
They're fine.
The 19
both fine.
Is fine. They're both fine.
The 19 is less fine. The 16 is more fine.
She's okay, so it's fine. 1 point less. I think my score is probably more accurate.
The 16 is,
of course it is
closer.
You're
going to
give
fine.
An 89 to a 16.
Did you hear what I said?
Man.
He didn't, did he?
I went to the doctor. I went to the whatever. Uh-huh. We don't
Indigo
need to.
Indigo Girls.
Yeah.
Went to the witch doctor. And this,
no.
Oh.
I went to the doctor. I don't know the rest of it, but yeah, I went to the fountain. I went to the mountain. I went to the, I don't know.
Okay. You sing it in the car, but it's fine.
And the closer I am to divinity.
Stop.
The closer I am to fine.
Go girls.
That is Wilford.
Our kids can never find out about this.
You were actually enjoying that.
I went to the witch doctor, and this is
our kids can never find out about this.
They would love that song.
Yeah, they would.
They need to learn about that song. Mm.
Such a,
you know why? You know who would really bother, right?
Not as much as your stupid fucking 89. So, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Communist Triple B, we're going to bid you adieu and see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.